WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. We take you live to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City for the Sunday morning worship service.
Good morning, church. Good morning. It is good to be here together on this lovely morning. A few announcements before we get started. Our liturgist this morning is Steve Stutz. Our radio sponsors, Ken and Robin Meyer, in memory of Lawrence and Alberta Meyer. Also, I'm going to be installed officially as pastor. It will be February 23rd. That's the Sunday, the last Sunday before Lent at 3 p.m. These are generally in the afternoon because other clergy and officials from the conference are invited, and most clergy are busy on Sunday morning. So I hope you'll come to church twice. Please do. So welcome. If you grew up here, or if you're new here, if you're in between, welcome to the littles and all the way grown-up people, whatever your backgrounds, whatever your abilities, if you're married, divorced, single, in a relationship, whoever you are, whatever your abilities, you're welcome here, and we are glad to be together. Let's take a few moments of silence. We enter into worship. Breathe in. Let the air fill your body. Breathe out. Let all your stress, your cares, flow away for a while. Know that you are in the presence of love. Know that you are loved. Keep breathing. Thank you.
Please join me in our call to worship. Perfect light of revelation, as you shone in the life of Jesus, whose epiphany we celebrate,
shine in us and through us, that we may become beacons of truth and compassion,
enlightening creation with deeds of justice and mercy. Amen.
Our hymn is number 164 in the New Century Hymnal, Arise, Your Light Has Come. And please stand if you are willing and able. Join me in our prayer of unburdening. Christ, you lived as an ordinary man, not in style, but simply, yet still you caused uproar and questions everywhere. You drew the expectations of hungry crowds and brought buried conflicts to the light. May we, who are sometimes swayed by embarrassment, and who often avoid conflict for fear of its cost to us, hold fast to the gospel of justice and follow faithfully in your way of compassion and solidarity with those who are poor and excluded, wherever it may lead us. Amen. And hear God's promises of mercy. This is the time of God's favor. God's grace continues to proclaim release to the captives, sight to the blind, good news to the poor, and freedom to the oppressed. We are lived, loved, forgiven, and free people through the grace of God, for which we all say,
thanks be to God.
Choir anthem.
I can't see the choir if I wear them.
Now it's our kiddo time. Will our kids come up here with me? Hello. Hi. How are you guys? You ever think about what you want to be when you grow up? Oof. Do you ever think about what you want to be when you grow up? Has anybody ever asked you that? Yeah. I think when I was a kid, I wanted to be a vet, mostly. Anybody want to be a pastor? Okay. So we hear today about Jesus, and he goes back to the church where he grew up, where he was a kid, and he goes in and he tells them, he goes up front and he reads from the Bible, and he tells them who he is now that he's grown up. Hi. Sometimes you want to move. He said that he's come to take care of poor people. He's come to feed He's come to feed hungry people. He's come to set free people who are oppressed, which means they don't have many rights. He's come to help. That's who he is. That's who he is when he grew up. And he tells them, and it's right at the beginning, what he's going to do and who he is. Sometimes you gotta move. All right. Shall we pray? And hold hands or not? It's your choice because they're your hands. And you get to decide about your body. Holy God, bless all these kids. It's the children in our lives, the children in our hearts, all the kids of the church and the grown-ups, young adults and the grandkids. And we grow in wisdom and in faith. In love of you, love of our neighbors, love of themselves. May they recognize that they are precious. In your name we pray, amen. You're going to go to Sunday school with Ms. McFarland and use your walking feet or, you know, crawl.
Scripture today is taken from Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, 5 through 6, and 8 through 10. All the people gathered together into the square before the water gate. They told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Accordingly, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding. This was on the first day of the seventh month. He read from it facing the square before the water gate from early in the morning until midday in the presence of men and women and all those who could understand, and the ears of all people were attentive to the book of the law. Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. When Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered him, Amen, Amen. Lifting their hands. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So they read from the book, the law of God, with interpretation. They gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. Nehemiah, who was governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites, who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord our God. Do not mourn or weep, for all people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet wine, and send portions of them to those who have nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
And our gospel reading is from Luke. It is chapter 4, verses 14 to 21. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because God has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of God's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were upon him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. My friends, a Christian sermon has been in the news this week. That's not a thing that happens very often. The sermon most of you have heard. Marion Edgar Booty. But the Episcopal Bishop of Washington. She preached on compassion, kindness, mercy, the inherent dignity of every person. And she made a plea for mercy. Now, some have loved that sermon, and some have condemned it as being political and woke. The gospel that we heard today was from the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He's just returned to his hometown from 40 days in the desert. He was filled with the power of the Spirit, and he began to preach. This is the beginning. It says it's not quite his first time preaching. It's his first time back home, and it's very early in his preaching. He says what he's about as he starts on to his ministry. This passage has been called his mission statement, his manifesto, his inaugural address, before just last week. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. God has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim a year of God's favor." It's the heart of his mission. These few verses from the book of the prophet Isaiah. So this is what he's about in a nutshell. It echoes what his mother Mary said in her Magnificat: release to captives, sight to the blind, let the oppressed go free. The tradition was to go forward in the synagogue, read from the scroll, and then offer interpretation. So Jesus reads from the book of Isaiah. He doesn't read just a passage. He combines different verses here. He reads Isaiah 61:1, and then he reads part of verse 2. And then he reads part of Isaiah 58:6. It's interesting for what he chose to read and what he chose not to read. When Luke has Jesus refer to the poor, the captives, and the oppressed, we are meant to understand those who lived in poverty, the prisoners, the slaves, the marginalized, all those who were excluded from community, those who were diseased, the mentally ill, disabled, women, Gentiles. And today those people include other minorities, people of different faiths, people with different gender identities, who love differently, who have different abilities, different colors, all the marginalized and sometimes oppressed people of the world. Talks about release of prisoners. It was common for people to be imprisoned for unpaid debts at that time. Most Jews, almost all Jews, were poor because of Roman taxes. And many of them fell into debt. And if they went to prison, they would probably die there because they couldn't pay their debts. The connection to debt and to poverty is more explicit when he says, a year of the Lord's favor. This isn't just, hey, let's make this a great year. Although, it was a jubilee year. According to Leviticus 25, every 50 years, the land was to lay fallow for a full year. All debts were to be forgiven. Slaves were to be released. Because wealth and poverty and slavery, they weren't supposed to be generational. You see, not just in this country, but if your ancestors are poor, you're going to be poor. If your ancestors were slaves, you may still well be a slave. God didn't want that forever for God's people. And care for the land means sometimes you let it rest. So these passages quoted are connected with this tradition of Jubilee. Restoration of land and community at the end of the cycle of 50 years. It's even more common a sabbatical. You've heard of that. Pastors take them. Professors take them. A 7-year sabbatical of letting the land rest. This reference to a year of favor, people would have known. Release from debt. Release from poverty. This isn't just a spiritual version. It's a radical vision. This release is liberation. Release from debt, release from bondage, release from oppression, and it doesn't suit those that hold the keys to all those things. For Jesus to define his mission as good news for the poor, release to captives, freedom from the oppressed, is to make social, economic issues central to his ministry. He says right up front, I care for poor people, and I care for hungry people. I care for the oppressed. Half the Roman population were slaves. They didn't have any rights. They could be crucified for disobedience. There was a crucifixion industry. So Jesus, as he's deciding what to say, what to read from Isaiah, what not to read, he omits a second part of verse 61:2, which calls for a day of vengeance. He replaced calling for a day of vengeance with let the oppressed go free. Tells us again the emphasis of his ministry. He's not looking for revenge. He's not looking to harm those who've oppressed. The audience, they wanted to hear about God's wrath, right? They've been oppressed. They've been enslaved. They've been put into poverty. They want revenge. They want the Romans to get what's coming to them. They want all their enemies to be paid back. And Jesus says, Jesus leaves that right on out. It's about freeing the oppressed. It's about lifting up those who are smashed down. It is about justice, not about death. He's calling for a more inclusive community. He explains, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And that was surprising, right? I mean, we can still ask, how has that happened? The Romans were still in charge. The prisons were and still are full. Slavery was and still is kind of rampant. The poor are still poor. But he was about the now. He was saying, there is fulfillment here. No more waiting around. Open your eyes. Scripture is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is here. It is now. He says we aren't supposed to wait for him to return. We shouldn't wait for a day of vengeance or a day of wrath. We should be working to make this mission a reality. We should follow Jesus. Through these early stories, I said this is chapter 4, there's been another recurrent character. The Holy Spirit, she's been all over the place. She descended on him like a dove. He was full of the Holy Spirit, and then he was led by the Holy Spirit out to the desert, and then he was filled with the power of the Spirit before he begins preaching. And now he quotes Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit is present. And she is still present. This ministry focused on the poor, the imprisoned, the oppressed. This is who we are. The church. Churches are not and shouldn't be social service agencies. We can't feed all the people. We can speak about justice, and we can speak about compassion and mercy, and we can advocate for the poor and for the needy and for the oppressed. This passage is the first half of a weird story. You'll hear the second half next week. People don't like what he says, and they're going to try and throw him off a cliff. Preview. Spoiler. What would it look like for the church to live this mission? Truly. Sometimes we talk about the church having a mission. In a way, the church does not have a mission. Jesus has a mission. Jesus has a mission. And Jesus gathered people to fulfill that mission. Followers who loved him. And he said, here, this is what I'm about. And this is what you are about too. And then he died. And he left that same spirit, the one who was upon him. She's upon us too. She is with us. And she is what we are about. Writer Flannery O'Connor said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you odd." We Christians are called to be odd. Not to fit in with empire and culture and society and all those values. Not to say, hey, I like what you're about, but I'm not so sure about your tactics and slow down there. We are called to be Jesus people. We are called to set free the oppressed, all of them. To say, we see you because God sees you. This is the work of the church. This is our work. Amen. And our hymn is number 273, Praise with Joy the World's Creator. It's in the New Century Hymnal. And
here we go.
Thank you. That hymn is from the Iona community in Scotland. I haven't been there. We have time to share prayers with God and this community. Any prayers to share today?
A prayer for our nation and for those who are targets of ICE, and especially I'm thinking of those in our community who may be in a great deal of fear right now, and that our community will know how to step up and help.
I'd ask for a prayer for a friend of mine who's going through some cancer treatments right now, that the people who are treating him are given the wisdom to give him the correct treatment, and that he has the strength to sustain himself through the treatment.
Like to tell us your friend's name?
I'd rather not.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Please keep the Polonic and the Bramer family in your prayers. There's a celebration of life today for Becky, who passed away last week at 57 years old of a long, painful, and courageous health battle.
I'd just like to pray for the LGBTQ people who are in fear and are hiding. I just pray that they find peace and understanding and love.
Sorry, I didn't finish. I would ask prayers for my friend Deb, who is going through a very critical blood illness that could take her life at any moment, and the doctors are unable to determine a diagnosis and treatment for this, so I ask you to keep her in your prayers.
I ask for prayers for my coworker, who just found out her cancer is back after 14 years. And that she's going through lots of treatments.
There are no more prayers to share aloud. Let's take a few moments of silence for the prayers in our hearts. Thank you. Holy God, we pray today for dear ones, Steve's friend going through cancer treatment, Christy's coworker, also with cancer, Shirley's friend Deb. Pray for the Polonchuk and the Brainerd family and Becky. Loss of Becky. We pray for our nation. Pray for all those who are afraid right now. Especially those who might be targets of ICE. We pray for all gay, lesbian, transgender people. May we, as a community, know how to respond, know how to support, know how to love. And I'd like to name a joy, the Invitational Show Choir yesterday was amazing singing and wonderful, talented kids, some of whom are LGBT, some of whom are related to immigrants. Well, all of them are related to immigrants. Holy God, hear these prayers and the prayers in our hearts. Amen. And let us pray as Jesus taught us. You know what? Holy Parent, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We all do know this. There's always a little debts and trespasses, but that's part of the beauty. And God invites us to share from our many blessings to build a community of love and welcome. Delivering one, we long to rise to our full potential, our sacred purpose, our collective possibility. Every day, domination systems aim to wear us down. They limit our dreaming. They usher us into the false safety of despair. Courage is cultivated in community. Let us build each other up. Let us support one another in making good on our promises. To God, to ourselves, to every neighbor in struggle. For God has promised us, when we go in love, we do not go alone. We are here seeking another route. Bless these offerings to our pursuit of a holier way. Amen. May I sit? Jesus came and spent 3 years in his ministry, where he taught, he traveled, performed miracles and signs. He fed the hungry multiple times. He healed the sick and the broken. Again, numerous times. He set free the oppressed. He told people who had been thought unworthy that they mattered, and he welcomed them to the table. He ate with all kinds, with Pharisees and priests and women, tax collectors, maybe some prostitutes, sinners of all kinds. He welcomed them with love. On his last night, he sat with his friends and shared a meal. He took bread and he broke the bread, blessing it, saying, "This is my body. It is given for love of you. Take it and eat." He took a cup of wine, blessed it, poured it, and said, "This is my blood. It is given for love of you. Take it and drink. And remember. Remember this meal when you gather at tables. Remember all these meals." Holy Spirit, I ask you to pour out your gifts on this bread, this wine. May they be the bread of life, the cup of love. May they feed us and give us strength to do the work that you would have us do. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy God, we are so grateful for this opportunity to gather as your people, a community of love and care. We are grateful to be fed at your table, fed with bread of life, the cup of love, fed with your word, fed by your mission, your love, your care. May all these allow us to do the work that you would have us do, to heal the world, to feed the hungry, to set free the captives and the oppressed, to proclaim God's favor. In your name we pray, amen. And our closing hymn is Let There Be Peace on Earth. Please stay for our coffee hour provided by Shirley and Tammy today. And let us be blessed. Holy God, may your face shine upon us. As we go out into your world this week, may we reflect your light. May we reflect what it means to be in relationship with Christ, what it means to be a follower, what it means to love God and love our neighbors. May we reflect all this with love. Amen. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Good evening. Am I on? I am. Okay, I hope so. Welcome to worship at St. John's this evening. It is good to see you here. Special welcome to those who are joining us online. And no matter if you are, well, especially I should say if you're here